السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's words when addressing his companions at the outset of the battle: "O honorable ones, rise up to the inevitable death, for the arrows are the envoys of the enemy to you. By Allah, there is nothing between you and paradise, and them and the fire, except death. Death takes you to your paradise gardens, and takes them to their hellfire."
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah ash-shifaa fi turbati.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbati.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريتي.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammal bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahtook al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamis ashab ahl al-Kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و بین استین. السلام علیکم آقا عبدالله. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. On the day of Ashura, morning of Ashura, the two fronts or the two sides, the two parties were both ready. The party of Imam al-Hussein Islam, the camp of Imam al-Hussein Islam was ready for defending the Islamic region and defending themselves, and the camp of the Umayyad forces got ready for initiating the war, waging a very severe war against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And then when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam collected his companions, he addressed them not to be afraid of the arrows and not to be afraid of the sharpness of the swords, because since they were on the right track, they were going to join the paradise, the divine paradise. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam addressed his companions in this way: O honorable ones, rise up to the inevitable death, for the arrows are the envoys of the enemy to you. But Lord, this is nothing. There's nothing between you and paradise and the fire except death. Fire in the case of the enemies of Imam al-Hussein son. For death takes them to paradise, to the paradise gardens, and them, that is the enemy soldiers, to the hellfire. You find that a conscientious leader, as Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, always encouraged his companions to remain steadfast because they were on the right track. And they shouldn't be... And remarked to them that they shouldn't be scared about the little number of the companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, in contrast to a very high number of soldiers who had gathered on the Umayyad side. Now we find that all the efforts of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam was for the sake of maintaining peace, but such a kind of peace that it wasn't a peace that Yazid in Damascus intended to practicalize, intended to set up. Rather, it was a kind of peace such that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam was its director and its manager. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya أبا عبد الله.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
فينا عليك مني أبداً. بقيه.